From the Ozark Folk Encyclopedia under H, Hillbilly. The word hillbilly has overtones even now in the Ozarks. In Otto Ernest Rayburn's day, the word and its meaning were the subject of lively and sometimes defensive discussion, tinged with the humor of exaggeration so popular with hillbillies then and now. In 1941, Rayburn offered prizes to the readers of his Arcadian Life magazine for the best answers to the question, "What is a hillbilly?" The answers cited many of the same qualities. The hillbilly lives close to nature and to his ancestors, is self-sufficient, simple in manner, wholesome, proud, independent. Mrs. Anna Maxwell of Cape Girardeau declared that a hillbilly is a simon pure Anglo-Saxon person. He is 100% American. He laughs easier, fights quicker, fiddles harder, and shoots straighter than any of the known species of Homo sapiens. A piece by Melinda Donaldson of Howell County, Missouri, published in his Arcadian Life magazine, was recycled in fall 1955. Her definition contains both the hyperbole and humor traditional in Ozark prose. Whoever thinks that because he lives in the hills he is a hillbilly is thinking wrong. No matter how many years you've lived in the hills, you just aren't a hillbilly unless you are one. He is equally great and humble. He is equally the master and the servant. He is both the king and the ditch digger. No matter who you are or how famous you may be, if you felt your importance or fame in the presence of a hillbilly, he'd make you feel like a fool. And he'd do it with poise and dignity, for he never loses face. Poverty is the hillbilly's right. He is too dignified to want or to work for the luxuries of life. Not lazy, far from it. He stands on his dignity and defies the world to question his right to live in a hillside shack. He is his own servant and the master of all he owns. The hillbilly file of the encyclopedia also contains a clipping from Rayburn's Ozark Guide, entitled Ozark Backgrounds. In this piece, he quotes Ted Worley, Arkansas State historian and one-time president of the Arkansas Folklore Society. Worley does not use the word hillbilly or even the word Ozark in this excerpt, which describes an Arkansas myth. But Rayburn apparently recognized the similarity between Miss Donaldson's type and the mythic Arkansawyer described by Worley. According to Worley, the Arkansas myth refused to step aside when the gospel of the New South was being preached after the Civil War. The ideals of the new gospel were hard work, acquisitiveness, thrift, and conformity. The Arkansas folk were not proper subjects for the lockstep of industry. The idea that one man is as good as another, if not better, is not conducive to the best organization in business and commerce. There were Arkansasers who believed that working part of the time was better than working all the time. They never really took seriously the maxims of Poor Richard or of Mr. McGuffey. The frontier had taught them the necessity of hard toil, but the Southern ideal had taught them to avoid it like a gentleman whenever possible. Among some of them, contempt for book learning continues, and they have a profound distrust of educated peckerwoods, the old term for eggheads. To combat the Arkansas myth, according to Worley, it has been necessary to concoct a phony counter-myth that says that Arkansas is really not Arkansas at all, but something very nearly like Ohio or Illinois. The counter-myth boosts all things Arkansan which are considered good and denies the existence of the bad. It transformed the Bear State into the Wonder State, and finally into the land of opportunity. The proponents of the counter-myth made the mistake of not recognizing the tenacity of folkways. Instead of accepting the structure of the old tradition and building on it, they attempted to raise the building and start over. They believed they were dealing with a bundle of newsbutch literature, when in fact they were dealing with a way of life. The Hillbilly File provides a good example of attempts to boost Arkansas while disguising some of its less attractive qualities. A clipping from an unidentified newspaper quotes at some length the indignant comments of John T. Woodruff, president of the Eureka Springs Chamber of Commerce, to an audience of the Ozark Folk Festival. Woodruff maintained that Vance Randolph doesn't know much about the Ozarks. He has been consorting with some of the undercrust, and he took them as typical. The novel Woods Colt by Thames Williamson he called the rottenest, nastiest stuff I've ever seen in print, and I haven't understood why it was not suppressed years ago. According to Woodruff, the hillbilly is not a typical Ozarkian. The real Ozarkian is high-minded, patriotic, and God-fearing, and he made here as nearly perfect a civilization as is possible to make in a wilderness. The Ozarkians are lovable people. Never get the idea that is rampant today that they are uncouth, illiterate, and mean, and possessed of none of the finer qualities. Rayburn never quite gave up on the old myth of the Ozark hillbilly. In one of his pieces preserved in the Hillbilly File, he expounds on the distinctions he has found in Ozark folk. From 1922 to 1944, I taught school in a number of Ozark communities, both in Arkansas and in Missouri. I found three classes of people, the descendants of the old aristocrats of the hills who set up the standards for the community, the shiftless class, who leaned on the government for support in hard times, and the middle class, composed of people of moderate means and not indifferent toward culture. Each community usually had two or three old-line families that ruled the roost in community affairs. They were pillars of the church and active in politics. They owned good farms, had modernized their homes, and possessed herds of cattle. The middle class were homeowners, too, for the most part, but they bowed to the influence of the old-line minority. The shiftless class seldom owned land, did little farming, but engaged in timber cutting or tie hacking, and moved to seasonal jobs such as picking strawberries or cotton. It may be difficult to place Miss Donaldson's hillbilly in any one group. She has idealized the Ozarker with extreme traits of pride and integrity. I have known a few men in the hills who were both the king and the ditch digger, but only a few. But Rayburn could have paraphrased Will Rogers, a writer he admired. Rayburn never met a hillbilly he didn't like.